Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows.
Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Beirute.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Greater Nevada Field. Welcome back to Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno. Zach Beirute, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Reno Aces Baseball on the radio, where tonight the Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, take on the Salt Lake Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. It is game one of a six-game series and a six-game homestand. And so glad to have you with us tonight on the Aces Digital Network, and we're soon to be joined on the MILB TV side as well. So welcome back home to Northern Nevada. The Aces, after a 9-3 road trip where they gained a ton of ground and a ton of separation with the Aviators, the Aces coming into this contest now with a stranglehold in the West Division. The Aces are 8.5 games up on the Aviators, as Reno going 9-3 and punctuating that 12-game road trip with a 5-1 victory in Albuquerque on Sunday, a game that was pitched beautifully by Brandon Pfaadt. And the Aces got some timely hitting as we take you back to Albuquerque on Sunday. The Aces got their first run of the game in the bottom of the top of the first inning. It was Corbin Carroll with a one-out single, and then two batters later, Dominic Canzone with an RBI single. Canzone with a good road trip and a good return to the Aces. That gave Reno a 1-0 lead. The Isotopes would tie it in the third inning on Pfaadt's only mistake. It was a two-out, two-strike solo homer hit by Tim Lopes, and that denotted the game at one. But outside of that, really tough to pick apart Brandon Pfaadt's outing. He went six innings. He allowed just the one run on that one hit. He walked two, and he struck out 10, a new high for the Aces, a new high with the Aces for Brandon Pfaadt. Again, he struck out 12 earlier this season with the Amarillo, but 10 strikeouts for Pfaadt was his Aces season high in just his third outing in AAA, and he has been sensational. Excited for the home fans to see him when he takes the mound here at Greater Nevada Field in this series. The Aces broke the 1-1 tie for good in the fifth inning with one out. That gave Reno a 3-1 lead. And those are the last runs given up by Albuquerque starter Riley Smith. The former Ace went five innings. He gave up three runs, all earned on five hits. He walked one, and he struck out two. The Aces got two more runs to seal the deal in the seventh. Ty Block on to pitch, and the veteran gave up three straight hits to start the seventh inning. Dominic Fletcher singled. Dominic Maroglio doubled. And then Jose Herrera brought them both in with a two-run single up the middle. That made it 5-1. And that would go on to be our final score, our final totals from Albuquerque on Sunday. The Aces, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They left 5 stranded. The Isotopes, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. They left 8 stranded. The winning pitcher, Brandon Pfaadt, now 2-0. The losing pitcher, Riley Smith, now 4-5. And it was Mitchell Stumpo with his 4th save. It did get dicey in the 9th. Stumpo came in with the bases loaded and 2 outs. And he struck out Taylor Snyder to end the ball game and pick up that save. In a game that took 2 hours and 33 minutes, the paid attendance was 4,971 at Rio Grande Credit Union Park, Rio Grande Credit Union Field at Isotopes Park on Sunday. It was a day off slash travel day yesterday, and the Aces begin this six-game homestand tonight facing the Bees, the team that was in town just before we left for the road. It'll be Trey Jameson on the mound for Reno. Jameson has logged 7 innings in each of his last 3 starts, and he'll be opposed by Davis Daniel for the Bees. Jameson coming in with a record of 4-8 and a 6.67 ERA. Daniel coming in with a record of 3-5 and a 6.13 ERA. Tomorrow, it'll be another 6:35 start. It'll be Adam Seminaris for Salt Lake. We have yet to see who the Aces starter will be. Thursday, it'll be Corbin Martin. for the Aces and Robinson Pina for the Bees on Friday. These are all at 6:35. Cesar Valdez for the Bees and Ryan Nelson for the Aces. On Saturday, Christopher Molina and Brandon Fott. That's a 6:35 start. Not sure about Sunday, but that's looking way down the road. We'll let you know as we get closer to Sunday. For now, it's great to have the Aces back at home. Great to be back here in Northern Nevada. There are some showers in the vicinity, and they're breathing down our neck right now, so we'll hope that those don't graze us. Doesn't look like there's anything that's going to jeopardize this game, but maybe inconvenience it if it goes as far as that. The saxophone, our national anthem tonight from Greater Nevada Field here in downtown Reno. It is great to be back, and it is also great to have you with us here from Greater Nevada Field. Welcome to our audience tuning in on MILB TV. Zach Beirutti, so glad to be with you here in the booth. Sam Farnsworth directing our broadcast, and his talented camera team will have all the great views from inside Greater Nevada Field tonight. Game one of the six-game series. The Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Salt Lake Bees, a AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. And let's give you the starting lineups. And we'll start with the visiting Bees, as posted by manager Lou Marson. Leading off, the third baseman on Major League Rehab, Matt Duffy. Batting second, the second baseman, Michael Stefanik. Hitting third, center fielder Dylan Thomas. The cleanup batter, designated hitter Keen Wong. Hitting fifth and catching, Matt Theis. Batting sixth, the left fielder Jake Gatewood. Rounding out the order for Salt Lake, batting seventh, the right fielder of the week. Hitting eighth, the shortstop, Jake Palamaki. Batting ninth at first base, Mike Ford. Again, for the Bees, Duffy at third, Stefanik at second, Thomas in center, Wong the DH, Theis catching, Gatewood in left, Martinez in right, Palamaki the shortstop, and Ford at first. The starting nine for the Reno Aces in first place by 8.5 games. It's posted by manager Gil Velasquez. Leading off, the center fielder, Corbin Carroll. Batting second, the second baseman, Buddy Kennedy. Hitting third, third baseman, Wilmer Defoe. Cleanup batter, right fielder, Stone Garrett. Hitting fifth and left field, Dominic Fletcher. Batting sixth, the DH, Dominic Maroglio. And rounding it out for the Aces. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Dominic Canzone. Hitting eighth and catching, Jose Herrera. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Jake Hager. Again, for Reno, it'll go Carroll in center, Kennedy at second, Defoe at third, Garrett in right, Fletcher in left, Maroglio, the DH, Canzone at first, Herrera catching, and Hager at shortstop. It'll be Davis Daniel on the mound for the Bees. We'll talk more about him when we get to the bottom of the first, but towing the slab for the Aces tonight, it is Dre Jameson, and Jameson has gone seven innings in each of his last three starts. Our home plate umpire is Tyler Olson. Up the first baseline, the crew chief, Lou Williams, and across the way at third, it is Sam Birch. Dre Jameson good to go, and so are we. And Jameson into his motion. The first pitch of our ballgame is right on time at 6:35 p.m. Pacific time, and it's in for a called strike, and the game time temperature is 92 degrees with cloudy skies overhead and, again, some storms breathing down our neck in the biggest little city tonight. Here's the 0-1, and it is taken for a strike, and it's nothing in two to Matt Duffy. Duffy on his third game of rehab. He's rehabbing some back issues that he's been having. He's been having some spasms. So Duffy in his third game on rehab with Salt Lake. And the pitch is swung on and lashed foul off to the right. Duffy, 1-for-7 on this rehab assignment, is one hit, a home run. 45 games with the Angels this season. He's batting .261. Originally drafted by the San Francisco Giants, Duffy, the 18th round in 2012 out of Long Beach State. Native of Lakewood, California, and a swing and a foul back to our right. The outfield for the Aces from left to right, Dominic Fletcher, Corbin Carroll, and Stone Garrett. The infield, third to first, Wilmer Defoe, Jake Hager, Buddy Kennedy, and Dominic Canzone. It's Jose Herrera behind the plate. Usually you'd get Marolio handling Jameson, but Jose Herrera, who's been optioned back by the D-backs, will handle Trey tonight. And Jameson, the right-hander out of Ball State, into his motion, the 0-2, and it is outside with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and a count 1-2. Jameson improbably went 7 innings his last outing on the 11th at Albuquerque. He gave up 5 runs in the first inning, but he coasted after that, more or less. Here's the 1-2, and it is off the outside. So from 0-2 to 2-2 to Matt Duffy. He'll be followed by Michael Stefanik. The Bees are wearing their traveling gray pants. They're wearing their black tops. Interlocking SL are the letters in black outline in gold on the left front of the jersey. A gold number on the right front of the jersey as that pitch is low and outside. And a full count. Gold number on the back of a black jersey, and the Bees will have their black cap, the primary logo, out front. Duffy is wearing his Angels batting helmet. I think we saw David Fletcher do that when he was here as well. 3-2. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a ground ball to the right side. Not hard hit, but causing Canzone to go to his backhand. Fields it nicely and throws to Jameson, covering the first base bag for a 3-1 put out. Nicely done by Dominic Canzone. Again, it was not hit hard, but Canzone had to be quick, and he also had a lunge to his right. And he stumbled a little bit there at the end, but he set himself. Jameson, a nice job getting over to cover the bag. Had time to feel for it with his right foot. And that is how our ball game begins, with that 3-1 put out. And one down, and Michael Stefanik coming up next. The Aces, their traditional home whites, white pants, white tops. Aces written in blue cursive script across the chest as the pitch is taken for a strike. It's nothing and one, a red number on the lower left front of the jersey. It is a blue number trimmed in red on the back of the white jersey. And the Aces have their traditional blue caps with the letter A and the diamond inside. Pitches in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Wind is blowing from right to left again with these rain showers around. If you look off to the left and off to the west, it's much more clear than if you look off to the right or behind home plate. It's a swing and a high drive. That's deep to left. Fletcher going back, angled to his right. Fletcher under the dashers, and that one is gone. It hits over the yellow line. It bounced back, but home run being signaled by the third base umpire, Sam Birch. So Michael Stefanik with a round tripper, his second of the season. And he gives Salt Lake the start here tonight, 1-0 Bees. And I don't think Fletcher saw it. He's having a conversation with Sam Birch. Unless I missed something, I saw that clearly hit over the yellow line. But I think Fletcher was underneath the dashers and may not have seen what we saw from up here. Oh, you know, it may have hit the front of the yellow line. It may have. I think Fletcher might have a point. And Gil Velasquez is going to come out here on that replay. I saw something different than what I thought I saw at first. I think it hit off the front of the line. It has to go above the line. Get another look at the replay. Here's the ball coming back. But I think I saw it hit. Oh, man, that's close. I mean, that frame, if you're watching with us, that frame would indicate that it hit the yellow line and came back as that pitch is inside ball one to Dylan Thomas. I'm saying that it hit the front of the yellow line, the face of it. Either way, I mean, that's a tough call there. Nobody's going to give Sam Birch a hard time over that. That was really tough as the pitch is in the dirt, and it's 2-0. And quite frankly, if you go back to April, Camden Dusenak shouldn't have had a grand slam. There was a game in the month of April. It may have even been against Salt Lake. But there was a game in April where Dusenak had a similarly hit ball for a grand slam that clearly didn't leave, and they called it a grand slam. So again, the universe tends to even itself out at times. That's chopped foul up the right field side, and it's 2-1. But nonetheless, a second home run of the season from Michael Stefanik. Two balls and a strike to Dylan Thomas, who's in from the left side, batting .290 as that pitch is outside. Thomas with 12 home runs and 54 runs batted in. Pitch, and Thomas swings and lifts this one deep toward the left field wall as well, and this one is clearly gone. It's a home run for Thomas, and the Bees go back to back. Not sure if Stefanik's left, but there was no doubt about that. Thomas is getting over the fence and toward the Hop Valley tent out there. And it's 2-0 Bees. Thomas going oppo there off of Jameson. And now Keen Wong, who's in from the left side. Wong batting 271 in 97 games. Three homers, 38 runs batted in, and that pitch is going to miss for ball one. That pitch is low and in. Two balls and no strikes to Keen Wong. Two oh, and a swing, and that's a liner foul off to the left. Two balls and one strike to Wong, to be followed by Matt Dice. By the way, what a job done by Leah Withrow and her extraordinary grounds crew getting the Reno Arch out there in center field. As the 2-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's 2-2. The artwork in shallow center field is the Reno Arch, and it looks really neat. The archway is black. The 2-2 is swung on and grounded to the right side, past the dive of Canzone, and then off the glove of Kennedy, who is trying to back it up. And that'll be a base hit for Keen Wong, a diving try by Canzone to his right, and it caromed off his glove. Kennedy was behind him trying to get that ricochet, but out of Kennedy's reach, and three straight hits for the Bees after the first out recorded. And now Herrera and Hager will go chat with Jameson, try and get him settled in here, with Theis coming up next. Jameson facing Salt Lake for a third time, and he has pitched very well versus the Bees. 2-0, he's gotten two wins versus Salt Lake, and in 13 innings coming into this outing, he has given up two runs on seven hits with six walks and 12 strikeouts, but the Bees hitting him up for back-to-back homers in the first, and just a moment ago, Keen Wong with a single. And now Theis, who's in from the left side. Theis batting 259, 10 homers, and 46 runs batted in. Jameson delivers, and Theis swings and cracks one fouled off to the left for strike one. Stadium lights are on. It might not be that long before they take effect if the clouds roll in more thick than they are. Soupy sky over Greater Nevada Field tonight. Throw to first, and diving back goes Wong. Keen Wong, 23 steals in 28 attempts. He and Monte Harrison, both 20 steal guys on the Salt Lake club. Here's the 0-1, and it's taken off the outside just barely, and it's even at one ball and one strike. There was a time back in the day when Mike Socia was managing the Angels where at every level of the minor leagues, they would run with reckless abandon. They would run, they would bunt, but that was the style they always played under Socia when he was managing the big league club. Here's the 1-1, and that one is taken for a strike to Matt Theis. As Jameson trying to get a foothold here in the first inning, he does have one out, but since he recorded that first out, three straight hits, two have left the yard. One's debatable, but two home runs, say that. Here's the 1-2, and it's up high. Two balls and two strikes to Theis. Center fielder Carroll is slightly towards left. Two-two. And it's way inside and a full count now. Three balls and two strikes to Theis. See if they want to send Wong at first base. He's being held by Canzone. Jameson wearing those turquoise cleats tonight. on the third base side of the rubber. Runner does go. 3-2 is swung on and lifted to center field. A couple of steps to his left for Corbin Carroll, and he makes the catch. It'll send Wong back to first base. So Jameson, with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, was up and in. It's nice to put the ball in play for out number two. And Jake Gatewood comes up next. Gatewood batting .233, 16 home runs, and 43 runs batted in. 2-0 Bees, top of the first inning on back-to-back homers by Stefanik and Thomas. Second baseman Kennedy shaded toward the middle, but a balanced infield. And a pitch, and Gatewood takes outside ball one. Gatewood, a dangerous hitter when he connects. Oftentimes the ball travels a long way. 16 homers. Here's the pitch, and it is off the outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. On Sunday, Salt Lake lost to Sacramento 9-2. They were aiming for a series split in that game. But the Bees dropped 4-6 to the Rivercats. Their first series loss goes, and Jameson comes home with a pitch that is a strike and no contest. Keen Wong has his 24th steal of the year. Wong had second base stolen by the time Dre committed to come to the plate. Wong had a ridiculous jump, and he went in standing. Two balls and one strike to Gatewood, and he now has a runner in scoring position. 2-1 is up high, and now 3-1. By the way, this is the first instance ever of back-to-back home runs for the Bees here at Greater Nevada Field. Thanks to Steve Klauke for that nugget, the longtime voice of the Bees. It's 3-1, and it's swung on and fouled back, and it's now full count. Luis Frias is in the bullpen. Jameson now at 32 pitches. This has been a taxing first inning. So a guy that has gone 7 innings in each of his last 3 starts in danger of not escaping the first here tonight. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And now time is called. Jameson just lobs the ball toward the backstop. Jameson had not seen that time had been granted to Gatewood. A lot of times pitchers might take exception to that. Saw an instance of that with the Rays a couple of days ago. Forget who the pitcher was for the Rays, but someone had asked for time, and there was some back and forth afterwards. 3-2, and Gatewood swings and fouls back a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Jameson tried to pump a heater past Gatewood, and Gatewood just got a piece to stay alive. On deck is Orlando Martinez, again the reigning PCL Player of the Week. Three and two, and a pitch. Gatewood swings and fouls that one back. Jameson, a similar pitch, 97 that time. It was in the zone, but it was up and away from Gatewood. Gatewood still spoiling it to the... A breeze is picked up again, moving from right to left. Salt Lake 2, Reno nothing. Jameson has to hurry here. The pitch is swung on and popped up. This is back of home plate, and Herrera will see that go over the netting and to the booth to my right. And gentleman right to our right made a great play. And he's going to be a hero for his kids tonight. What a nice catch that was. He was camped underneath, too, barehand. And the reason I said Jameson had to hurry before that last pitch, the pitch clock was about to expire on him. It's on the way, and a swing and a miss, and Jameson gets a 97-mile-an-hour fastball past Gatewood at long last, and that pitch was going to be a ball up out of the zone, but it would have been close, and a Gatewood down on strikes to end the inning, but a rugged first inning for Jameson, and two runs for the Bees on back-to-back homers by Stefanik and Thomas, two of their 3 hits, no errors, and 1 left. We played half an inning in downtown Reno. It's the Bees 2 and the Aces coming up.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit RenoOrtho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at SwiftUrgentClinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Davis Daniel, the right-hander from Alabama, will deal a called strike, and it's nothing and one to Corbin Carroll. Not to be confused, he attended Auburn, but he is an Alabama native out of St. James School. That's where he attended high school, and he attended Auburn University as that pitch misses away. And it's one ball and one strike to Carroll with the aces trailing 2-0. The shift onto the right side and the pitch, and Corbin swings and lifts it down the left field line. It is twisting toward the seats, and it will get out of play down the left field corner. Salt Lake defensively, the outfield left to right, Jake Gatewood, Dylan Thomas, Orlando Martinez, the infield third to first, Matt Duffy, Jake Palamaki, Michael Stefanik, and Mike Ford. Matt Theis behind the dish, and the right-hander Davis Daniel, the overhead windup, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. 91 on that fastball, high and tight. Daniel making his 15th start this season for the Bees, 3-5 with a 6.13 ERA, and the pitch is in the dirt. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Corbin batting .297 with the aces, 4 homers and 16 runs batted in. Bottom of the first inning again, 2-0 Salt Lake. And a pitch, and Carroll jackknifes out of the way of that inside fastball at 91, and it's a full count. Daniel over the head wind to the 3-2 and a swing and a fly ball. That is to right center field shallow. Thomas got a late there and make the catch for out number one. Looked like Dylan Thomas was trying to find it in the clouds up there, which are cascading over this ballpark from now behind home plate. I don't have a great view because there's an overhang on us here in this booth, but now I see it starting to rain. And here is Buddy Kennedy. So rain shower has started, and the pitch is taken off the outside ball. One, it's a light rain now, but it's sending some fans to the concourse for the overhang. Here's the 1-0, and it is off the outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Buddy batting .291, 4 homers and 29 runs batted in. Here's the 2-0, and it is taken for a strike at the top corner of the zone, and it's 2-1. Davis Daniel was called up to the Angels earlier this year, but never made his big league debut, as that pitch is low, and it's 3-1. He was called up on June 11th, didn't get a chance to make the debut. He got sent back to Salt Lake. Spent the entire month of July on the taxi squad, but never called to join the roster. Here's the wind in the 3-1, and a swing and a shot to the right side on one deep bounce taken by Stefanik, glove side, and he throws to first to get Kennedy for out number two. So two up and two down for Davis Daniel, and Wilmer Defoe coming up next. This is not the type of rain that's going to halt the game. Nothing like what we had in Albuquerque on Friday night when that stunning rain cloud just popped up overhead out of nowhere, literally materialized. It wasn't even on the radar, and it dumped buckets across the street, I think it was dry. It was just a cloud that sat over Isotopes Park, and such a bad break for them on that night. They had 10,000 people. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss, and it's nothing in one to Defoe, who had one heck of a road trip. Defoe batting 300, seven homers and 40 runs batted in. You can still see the clearing in the sky off to the west. There's the 0-1 pitch, and it is in for a strike, and now nothing in two. It might be the things at times, but this is not the type of rain that's going to bring out the tarp. No balls and two strikes to Defoe. Daniel winds and brings his pitch, and Defoe swings and lifts a fly ball foul off to the left. Defoe on Sunday went 1-for-4 in Albuquerque with a single. Defoe had a couple of home runs on that 12-game road trip. There's the wind and the 0-2, and Defoe swings and shoots it hard, but up the first baseline, and it's gloved by Ford, who will take it himself, three unassisted. Once Ford gloved it, it was an easy play. He took it right along the line, three unassisted. To end a 1-2-3 inning work by Davis Daniel, and nothing across for the Aces in the bottom of the first. We go to the top half of the second. The B's 2, the Aces nothing on MILB-TV, the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks.
Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy." Or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original. Original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
Nothing Salt Lake as the rain falls here at Greater Nevada Field. Again, not a rain that's going to bring on the tarp. We saw Leo Withrow, our head groundskeeper, talking with the umpiring crew between innings here. And we play on as the pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing in one to Orlando Martinez, batting 231, three homers, and 18 runs batted in. Pitch. Martinez will take that one outside. And it's 2-0. He's the reigning PCL Player of the Week, Martinez. Week of August 8th through the 14th. Third B's hitter to garner those honors this season. Here's the 2-0, and it is going to miss just above the zone. And now three balls and no strikes. Jose Rojas and David McKinnon, who's now with the A's. McKinnon was just called up to the A's, along with Shea Langeliers today. That was big news in baseball, as that swung on and fouled at the plate, and it's 3-1. So 3-0 swinging for Orlando Martinez, and he fouls out at the plate, and it's now 3-1. But that week, the 8th to the 14th, Martinez drove in 12 runs, most in the league, second most overall in minor league baseball. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a foul back. Board says 2-2, so it must have been wrong at 3-0, and I beg your pardon for that. I was telling you about Martinez's Player of the Week honors, but two balls and two strikes to Martinez. Looks like the rain might be breaking a little bit here. 2-2 is in the dirt, and a full count, three balls and two strikes. Martinez Martinez from Havana, Cuba. Signed by the Angels in 2017. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a foul back of home plate. Martinez that week had two or more runs batted in six consecutive games. That's tied for the longest streak in all of baseball this season, major leagues or minor leagues. 3-2, and a swing and a chop to the right side. Two hops for the second baseman, Kennedy, and he throws to first to get Orlando Martinez, and there's one away. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? Top of the second inning, base is clear, one out. And Jake Palamaki is coming to the plate. Palamaki batting 305, a home run and 19 runs batted in. It looks like the last of that rain is moving off down the left field corner. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. And it's nothing and one. That was right down the middle. Fastball at 93 from Jameson. The 0-1, and a swing and a liner foul to the left, and now nothing and two. The 0-2, and it is off the outside. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2, and Palamaki will look at that one a bit high. Two balls and two strikes. Jameson, the Greenfield, Indiana native, Herrera back there today. The 2-2 is swung on and fouled right back our way. That's over our heads. I'm not sure if there's anything behind what just passed us, but I don't think so. I looked at the radar right before the game, and it just seemed like there was going to be this system, and then it looked like we might be in the clear, but who knows what could pop up. The 2-2 is up high, and it's three balls and two strikes. We'll keep our fingers crossed that that was it. But that experience we had in New Mexico this last week during their monsoon season was something else. We didn't even mention that storm that hooked around us on Sunday that we watched roll in. It's 3-2 is swung on and missed, and foul tipped into the mid of Herrera. So a 3-2 fastball to the outside. And a late swing there by Palamaki. And Herrera, nice job squeezing it for the second out. And now Mike Ford, who's in from the left side. For Ford, this is his Salt Lake debut. And that pitch misses up and away, ball one. He has been with the Giants, the Mariners, and Braves, as well as their AAA affiliates. So he has bounced all over. Ford had 11 games with Tacoma as that pitch is up and outside. Three games with Sacramento and 14 games with Gwinnett. He's had 16 games with Seattle. That's been where he's spent the bulk of his time this season with the Mariners and the big leagues. The pitch. And a swing and a sharp ground ball to first is going to be gloved nicely by Canzone on his knees, and he'll take it. Three unassisted to the bag, and that ends a much-needed 1-2-3 inning for Jameson after he had to deploy over 30 pitches in the first inning, and nothing across for the Bees in the second. We go to the home half. It remains Salt Lake 2 and Reno nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough. But spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than Carson City. Start a business in Reno or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis, Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Stone Garrett, as the rain moves along, will lead off here in the bottom of the second inning. And I don't see any precipitation right now, as that rain seems to have passed. And they are waiting, it's like, for Keone Kella to get into the bullpen. Who's making a walk out there. So Kella's now in the bullpen, and we can begin as that pitch is in for a strike to Stone Garrett, who is batting .278, 25 homers and 95 runs batted in. Second baseman Stefanik shaded toward the middle in the pitch, and Garrett looks at one low, and it's one ball and one strike. Stone had Sunday's game off, had a Saturday as that pitch is low and outside. And it's 2-1. That was the back end of the quasi doubleheader that we had on Saturday. And Garrett's two-run double helped the Aces to rally in that game after they fell behind as that pitch is up high. Reno was trailing 4-1. And Stone Garrett's two-run double on Saturday night was the centerpiece of a three-run inning that tied it in the fifth. And the Aces went on to win it in the eighth in extra innings. The 3-1 is swung on and fouled back in a full count. That was a 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Davis Daniel. Three balls, two strikes. Daniel over the head windup in the payoff pitch, and Garrett swings and misses. 91 to the outside. And Stone is down on strikes to begin the bottom of the second inning. And that's Davis Daniel's first strikeout. He's retired all four that he's faced. And Dominic Fletcher comes up next. Fletch in from the left side. Fletcher batting .307 in 67 games. Four home runs, 24 runs batted in. And here's the pitch. And Fletcher takes up and away. Ball one. Center fielder Dylan Thomas towards left. The third baseman Duffy is tight to the infield grass. There's room up the middle of the infield for Fletcher. And the pitch is outside the outside corner, I meant to say, for a strike. And it's 1-1. Looked like that pitch was going to be wide, but Hawkeye saw it as a strike, and it's 1-1. Maybe the way Theis received it. The 1-1. And it's low and inside. 2-1. It used to be for us, you could kind of look at the home plate umpire and glean from his mechanics, right, as the pitch was crossing the zone, what the call is going to be. As the 2-1 is swung on and lifted to right field. Not very deep. Martinez moving to his right and now comes in a couple of steps, and he makes the catch for the second out coming up. But now with the ABS, you've got to wait for the umpire to get the call in his earpiece, which is immediate, but the umpire's mechanics has changed a little bit. Here's the pitch, and Maroglio takes a strike, and it's nothing in one. What a road trip for Dom. Batting .282, nine homers, 32 runs batted in. Had that big moment in the Vegas series where he had the pinch hit home run. Aces down to their last strike as that swung on and missed. And it's nothing in two. And then fittingly, Maroglio got extra base hits in each of his last two at-bats on Sunday. A double in the seventh, a triple in the ninth. Here's the wind and the 0-2, and Dom swings and pops it up. First base foul territory, gliding over there, giving it a look is Ford, but that'll be back out of play.
Yeah.
So no balls, two strikes to Marolio. Aces have been a 500 team here at home. This is Reno's 55th game here at Greater Nevada Field. The Aces have gone 27-27 here at home. Here's the 0-2 again, and it's swung on and popped up. This is to right, and Martinez coming in and to his right. An easy play. He squeezes it for the final out of the inning. So Davis Daniels retired all six batters that he's faced here. Nothing across for the Aces in the second. And we move to the third with Salt Lake leading 2-0 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun, Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
On a dreary midsummer's night in northern Nevada, Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us on the radio and television tonight here at Greater Nevada Field. It's 2-0 Salt Lake as we go to the top of the third, and the first pitch of the inning to Matt Duffy misses outside. Duffy grounded to the first baseman Canzone to open the ballgame, and after that, back-to-back solo home runs were hit by Stefanik and Thomas as that swung on and missed. And it's 1-1. And the Bees lead 2-0 on those two hits. Jameson had to throw over 30 pitches in that first inning, and he's about to throw his 57th of the night. We're just in the third. The 1-1 is swung on and nubbed foul first base side, and it's 1-2. But Dre had a nice, easy 1-2-3 second inning. And it looks like Duffy may have broken his bat. So Duffy will go back to the first base dugout. He'll exchange that bat for another. Again, Duffy out of Long Beach State, and he's been a pro since 2012. I first saw Matt Duffy in 2013 with the San Jose Giants. That San Jose Giants team in 2013 was the best team in the Cal League that year, but they didn't win the Cal League title. They lost to the Inland Empire 66ers, and they were a sub-500 team that year. Inland Empire that year went 69-71 under their manager, Bill Hasselman. But they got hot at the right time, and they stunned that San Jose Giants team that Duffy was on. Here's the 1-2, and it's up and away. And it's two balls and two strikes. Duffy that next season went on to make his Major League debut in 2014. Played in 34 games with San Francisco. Hit .267 with 8 runs batted in. And he was called up from Double A. The pitch is strike 3 called on the outside corner. And Duffy is down on strikes, and a good start to the inning for Jameson, who has his third strikeout. Fastball right on the outside edge. Duffy may be thinking it was a hair low. But one down, and Michael Stefanik, who's in from the right side. Stefanik homered, and he was the front end of the back-to-back homers, and his was the most debatable as the pitch is swung on and chopped weakly toward third. It's going to be charged by Defoe. He'll barehand, but not bother to throw to first. He had no shot. So Defoe will just hang on to it, and that is an infield single for Michael Stefanik, and that disrupts the six in a row that Jameson had retired prior to that. Defoe playing deep, and he had no shot to charge and to make that barehand play and throw. Well, he barehanded it, but didn't have a shot to make the throw and to have it be in time. So an infield single for Stefanik, and I mentioned that Stefanik home run, in case you missed it, it looked like it hit like the front of the yellow line, but right at the top of the wall as that pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Initially, I thought it left. The replay showed that maybe it didn't, but it was just a borderline call. But it went as a home run, and then Dylan Thomas followed it up with an opposite field home run that clearly went over the fence. So Thomas one for one with that homer. Three to the right of second with the shift, and the pitch is low and inside. Off speed from Jameson, a changeup there. One ball and one strike. The 1-1. And a swing and a ground ball off of Jameson's glove, but still gets to the shortstop, Hager, who steps on second for one and throws to first for two in a double play. Likely that will go 1-6-3 because I think Jameson touched it. And Jameson got lucky that it didn't deflect anywhere else off his glove. It still went right to Jake Hager, and that's still stayed a tailor-made double play. But again, because Jameson touched it, it goes 1-6-3. On the buy one, get one free that ends the top of the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, and after that, none left. So the home half, it remains the Bees 2 and the Aces nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Chop Stop for fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-through order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
Dominic Canzone leads off the bottom of the third inning and pops it up back of the left side of the infield at a sharp angle to his right. Duffy, the third baseman, goes back to the lawn in shallow left, and he makes the catch for the first out on one pitch. There is one out, and Jose Herrera comes up next. Herrera making his return to Greater Nevada Field. Of course, he joined the Aces on the road trip and played here most of last season, but DeJose playing here at home for the first time this year. Jose playing in his fourth game since being sent back as that pitch is in for a strike. Herrera has 3 hits and 10 official at-bats with the Aces, no homers, and 2 runs batted in. 3 to the right of second and the pitch, and Herrera takes low. And it's one ball and one strike. Duffy, the third baseman, is well off the line in the shift. He's midway between the infield and outfield grass. And the 1-1 is low and inside, and it's 2-1. It'll be a nice infield drag after this half inning, and it'll probably take care of some of the wetness that's still out there from the rain shower that moved through as that swung on and missed, and it's 2-2. Get that soil tilled a little bit. Again, it was not a heavy rain by any means, but enough to where you're looking out at the field, you could see that definitely left its mark. Nothing like the flood we had on the right side of the infield in Albuquerque on Friday that caused that game to be suspended. There's the wind in the 2-2. And it is strike three called on the outside corner. So Herrera is rung up, and Davis Daniel has retired all eight that he has faced. That's his second strikeout, and Davis Daniel looking sharp here in the early going. So quickly two up and two down, and here comes Hager, who homered on Sunday in Albuquerque. That was Jake Sloan hit in that game. He went 1-for-3 with a home run and a walk. Homers and 22 runs batted in, and the pitch is taken for a strike. And it's nothing in one. The center fielder, Dylan Thomas, is slightly towards right. Those clouds starting to break a little bit overhead. You can see the clear blue through them. The 0-1 is low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Right now, those flags in right just gently billowing out there. Nothing much. Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a foul back, and it's now 1-2. Second baseman Stefanik is to the right of the bag, but he is shaded well up the middle. Here's the 1-2, and Hager takes low and outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. A slider that time, and Jake was not fooled. Davis Daniel trying to make it 9 up and 9 down, trying to go once perfect through the order. Over the head wind in the 2-2, and a check swing, but he went around, and that time Davis Daniel did pull the string on Jake Hager, gets him to a strikeout on that check swing to end the inning. And back-to-back Ks will punctuate another 1-2-3 inning for Davis Daniel, who has not allowed a base runner through three. And we go to the top of the fourth. The B's 2, the ace is nothing on MILB-TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks under the Tickets and Promotions tab, the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Two to nothing Salt Lake, and now to the middle innings we go, to the top of the fourth. And Keen Wong is in from the left side. The center fielder Carroll is slightly towards left, and Dre Jameson at 63 pitches through three, and Jameson will deal. And it misses up and away, ball one to Keen Wong. He'll be followed by Matt Dice and Jake Gatewood. The pitch is taken for a strike, and it's even at 1-1. Again, the weather has improved. The skies are clearing overhead. It should be a beautiful sunset after a summer rain shower. Not a storm, just a shower. That pitch is outside, and it's 2-1. Looked like there were some gnarly storms off to the east, though, by, like, Fernley. But I don't think any of that's coming our way. Two balls and a strike. Third baseman Defoe even with the bag, and Jameson delivers, and it's swung on and cracked foul off to the left. So the count levels at 2-2 to Wong, who again singled to right his only other time up. B's got back-to-back homers from Michael Stefanik and Dylan Thomas in the first inning, and those are the runs that have scored in this game. 2-0 B's, the pitch, and a swing and a fly ball lifted to left field. Relatively deep, but Fletcher patrolling to his right, and Fletcher makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So Keen Wong is now 1-for-2, and now only Michael Stefanik. So here's Theis, who flied to center his first time up, and the pitch is taken for ball one. That was outside. Here it is, and it is in tight. So two balls and no strikes to Theis. Balanced infield, the center fielder Carroll slightly towards left. Jameson with those light blue cleats deals, and it's swung on and grounded through the right side for a base hit. There was some space over on the right side of the infield, and Theis found it. So Theis is one for two. And here comes Gatewood, who's 0 for 1 with a strikeout. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER and head for Rock Express as the region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit RenoOrtho.com. Gatewood in from the right side, batting with one on and one out. Salt Lake leading 2-0, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Jameson threw him a slider, and Gatewood, you could tell, was thirsty for a fastball. So nothing in one to Gatewood. Again, two on either side of second. Field looks dark right now with the clouds overhead, even though the sky is clearing up a little bit as that's in for a strike. And it's nothing in two. You could tell there's some bright areas of the sky off to our left to the west. But I'm not sure if we're going to get any sun shining on the field tonight. And we are right now kind of suspended between daylight and darkness here at Greater Nevada Field. The 0-2 is off the, it's on the outside. Strike three called, 97 on that pitch that just kissed the outside corner. And Gatewood taking a long look up at that. Pitch was received especially by Jose Herrera. It did not look like it was a strike. But crossed in the 3D zone. And Hawkeye says strike three. So Gatewood a tough K, and he's now 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. And that pitch is off the outside, ball one. It's going to be interesting to see where baseball goes with automatic balls and strikes. You could bet your last dollar they're going to bring it to the big leagues at some point. But they're going to have to perfect some elements of it, I think. Pitches like that, for instance, as that is a strike on the inside corner. And it's 1-1. Because I guarantee you that pitch is not a strike without Hawkeye. So it's those instances where they have to figure out how to perfect it, as that's in for a strike and it's 1-2. A pitch like that is obviously why you saw receiving and framing become such a big deal over the last decade. Because, I mean, Herrera didn't even try and frame that. That pitch is swung on and pulled to the right side and threw for a base hit. And up to second base is Theis. He'll apply the brakes. There is Garrett's throw quickly in. And Theis did get back to the bag standing. So Orlando Martinez, again, the reigning Coast League Player of the Week with his first hit of the series. And he's now 1 for 2. And the Bees trying to make a push here with two outs in the fourth. And Jake Palamaki coming up, who struck out swinging his only other time. It feels nice out there right now. This is a great feel after the rain shower moved through. 86 degrees. Here's the pitch, and it's low and inside, ball one. Get like that burst of freshness after the rain shower comes through. You can smell it a little bit. And you can see that the freeway off in the distance is lit in the sun. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a foul back to... One ball and one strike. It's actually Wells Avenue. One ball and one strike to Palamaki. Here comes, and it's going to miss. That one just off the outside. That pitch looked like a strike. It was just off the outside. And two balls and a strike to Palamaki. The Bees 2, the Aces nothing. We are in the top of the fourth inning. Two on, two out. Dice at second and Martinez at first. And the 2-1 is swung on and looped into left center field. And that'll drop in for a base hit. It'll be another run for Salt Lake. Around third to score is Dice. Going first to third, Martinez, and sliding towards second, but out at second base is Palamaki. And that ends the inning. And that's an outfield assist for Dominic Fletcher. Buddy Kennedy applying the tag. So it'll go as an RBI single for Palamaki. And even though he was thrown out at second, still kind of a deflating moment there for Jameson and the Aces as Theis scores. Martinez would have been at third, but Palamaki is thrown out by Fletcher again, 7-4 as Kennedy applied the tag. The inning is over, so the Bees do get one run on three hits, no errors, and one man stranded. And heading to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's now the Bees 3 and the Aces nothing on MILB-TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Corbin Carroll takes the first pitch of the inning from Davis Daniel upstairs for ball one. Bottom of the fourth inning, it's now 3-0 Salt Lake. Davis Daniel has been perfect through three as that pitch is low. And it's 2-0. Defensive change for the Bees this inning. Jose Gomez has come into play third for Matt Duffy. And you wonder if Duffy's back was acting up as that pitch is a strike on the inside corner. And it's 2-1. Duffy rehabbing with some back spasm issues, and to see him come out in the fourth inning, I don't think that is planned. Usually if you go seven, you might say he did his work for the day. That's fouled back, and it's 2-2. I don't want to speculate too much, but it would lead me to believe that maybe something's up there. Two balls and two strikes to Carroll, who again fly to center his first time up. Three to the right of second with the shift Daniel off the extreme first base side of the slab, and the 2-2. Is swung on and lined to right center field, and that'll drop in for a base hit. And Carroll with that aggressive turn around first, but he'll hold there with a single, and Corbin Carroll becomes the Aces' first base runner. So Corbin Carroll breaks up the nine in a row retired by Daniel to begin his outing. Carroll waited on that and dumped it in center field just to the left of Dylan Thomas. We'll see if that sparks this Reno offense here in the fourth. Leadoff man on for Buddy Kennedy, and Kennedy in from the right side with the infield balance, and the center fielder Thomas slightly to one. And Matt Theis taking a long look at first base after receiving that. Theis knows what's up with Corbin Carroll. Nine steals, he has been caught twice. Being held by Mike Ford. Corbin, by the way, playing in his 24th game with the Aces. Here's the 1-0. And Kennedy takes a strike. The extreme bottom portion of the strike zone that caught. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-1. Kennedy also coming back to Greater Nevada Field for the first time since he was called up. Here's the 1-1, and it's fouled back, and now 1-2. Last time Buddy was here, he was covered in condiments because his teammates were celebrating his big league call-up. Kennedy with the Aces batting .289, four homers, 29 runs batted in. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a fly ball hit well to right center toward the triangle. Racing back is Thomas, and he extends out and makes the catch and then braces himself on the fence. And Buddy Kennedy hangs his head for a moment, knowing that he picked the wrong part of the ballpark. But he hit it a ton. And Dylan Thomas with a great pursuit and a nice finish, extending out with the backhand. That was sent a long way by Buddy Kennedy. And off the bat, you thought it was going to be extra bases and a run. Instead, it is out number one, and Wilmer Defoe's coming up. Great play by Dylan Thomas, who's also very fast. Throw to first, and diving back goes Carroll. I mean, you can assume that if you're playing center field, but Dylan Thomas has terrific speed. And it needed the speed and the instincts that time. It needed the great read off the bat to be able to get there. Third baseman Gomez is well off the line, even with the bag. Carroll takes off. The pitch misses up high. The throw's going to tail into center field, and Carroll to his feet will have third base. So the ace is in. He'll proceed to third on the E2 on the back end. So often that happens. Catchers get so flustered because they know they have to be so fast on their throw to second to get Carroll that we've seen a couple of times now that throw tail away. And Corbin Carroll gets to third base with ease. And now Corbin has set up Defoe with an RBI opportunity. There's the 1-0. And a swing and a fly ball to straightaway center field. This will be deep enough. Thomas goes back, and Thomas will make the catch. Corbin Carroll tags, and he will score standing up easily. So the Aces push their first run across to the delight of the home crowd. And it's now Salt Lake 3 and Reno 1. And, of course, that run set up by the speed of Corbin Carroll. Defoe with a sack fly gets the aces on the board, and now two away. And Stone Garrett coming up. That run has a chance to be unearned for Davis Daniel. The pitch, and Garrett swings and misses, and it's nothing in one. If Daniel retires Stone Garrett here, the run would be unearned. So there are some stakes here for Davis Daniel in terms of the ERA. First baseman Ford is well off the line. He's even with the bag. The second baseman Stefanik is right up the middle, and Garrett swings and misses. And to count nothing in two, that was a slider away. No balls, two strikes. And here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. And on three pitches, Stone Garrett strikes out, and you do not often see that. But Garrett 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts, and Davis Daniel will have that run be unearned. But the Aces nonetheless are on the board. They get one run, one hit, one error, and none left. And go down to the fifth. It's the Aces, or the Bees 3, the Aces 1 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are, or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini meal, and kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Yeah.
As an amber glow emerges in the horizon, we go to the top of the fifth in downtown Reno, and it's 3-1 Salt Lake as the pitch is low and in. Ball one from Dre Jameson to Mike Ford. Jameson now at 83 pitches. So we'll see how this inning goes, but this might be his last inning. There is action, I think, about to percolate in the Aces pen. Someone's standing out there. We'll see who it might be. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and pulled to the right side. Not hard hit, but a lot of room there, and it finds the hole for a base hit. Kennedy was racing to his left, and Kennedy tried to slide and could not get to it. So it's a leadoff. And it's the first time tonight that the Bees have had the leadoff man reach. And now top of the order, and Jose Gomez. Again, this was Duffy's spot, but Gomez came in defensively last inning. Gomez batting .211, two homers and four runs batted in. Jameson delivers, and it is low and outside to Gomez. Gomez playing in his sixth game with the Bees. Four hits and 19 official at-bats. Again, two homers and four ribbies. Jameson delivers, and it is up and outside. And it's 2-0. Gomez, originally a Rockies signee out of Caracas, Venezuela, signed by the Rockies in 2013. Pitch is swung on and popped up, and this is toward the right field line. It's a long run for Kennedy, a long run for Garrett, and neither will get there. It drops just inside fair territory. And a bloop single there for Jose Gomez, and I'd have to think that the twilight had something to say about that. What a gorgeous sky, by the way, at the moment, but it did no favors for Kennedy or Garrett on that pop-up. So back-to-back singles, and Dre Jameson back in the muck here in the fifth inning with two on and nobody out, and Michael Stefanik, who's 2-for-2, he's the only guy that Dre hasn't retired that was in the starting lineup, as that's going to be fouled. Ouch, off of Stefanik's foot. Stefanik now on one knee, and he'll prop himself back up. That ball bounced out toward first base foul first base fair territory. That was off the instep of his left foot. A great shot there from our camera crew. Boy, it is like heaven's doors are opening here in Reno right now with the sky if you look off to the west. Something else. Nothing in one to Stefanik. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing in two. Jameson has four strikeouts through four innings. Jameson's 90th pitch of the night is just off the outside, a fastball that just missed at 97. So one ball, two strikes to Stefanik. Jameson has induced a double play. He got Thomas to ground into one to end the third inning. He'd love to see one here. His runners at first and second and nobody out. And the pitch is swung on and lashed into right field, a base hit. Hitting third base and being held there is Mike Ford. They're not going to test the arm of Stone Garrett, especially with nobody out. So Stefanik is 3-for-3 and continues to be the bane of Dre Jameson's existence tonight. And he's beaten him every which way. The home run that maybe wasn't in the first inning, the infield single that he tapped toward third in the third, and now hard contact on a line drive single to right here in the fifth. And it set the Bees up nicely. The base is loaded with nobody out and Dylan Thomas, who's in from the left side. Thomas has homered and grounded into that double play that I mentioned. Jameson, his 92nd pitch is swung on, and that's line into right center, a base hit. Coming in to score is Ford, and being sent around is Gomez. They will both score. And that was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. That was middle in, and Dylan Thomas was sitting on it. So Thomas ropes a two-run single, and the Bees have a 5-1 lead now. Luis Frias who was throwing in the first inning, is Keen Wong in from the left side. The pitch is taken for a strike on the outside, and it's nothing and one. Jameson going with a first pitch slider on the back door. The 0-1 is a strike at the knees, and now nothing and two. Pitch is low and inside, and it's one ball and two strikes. One and two, the count to Keen Wong with runners at the corners, and still nobody out. Two runs in, a throw to first, and diving back goes Thomas. One, two is swung on and grounded toward the middle. Could be two. It's taken by Hager. He steps on second for one and throws to first for two. And a double play. It goes 6-3. Stefanik scores. It will not be an RBI for Keen Wong. It is another run for the Bees. And the second double play induced by Jameson. And now the bases are empty with two outs and Theis coming up. Jameson at 96 pitches, and they'll let him face Theis and try and end this fifth inning. With the Bees now leading 6-1, so this has become Salt Lake's biggest inning, a three-run frame. And the pitch on the way to Theis is taken for ball one outside. Third baseman Defoe is even with the bag. Actually, about a step or two back of it, but well off the line. A swing and a chopper to the right side. Two bounces for Kennedy, who takes it, gives an underhand toss to Canzone at first to end the inning. But the Bees runs on four straight hits that started the inning. No errors and none left. That's likely the end of the outing for Trey Jameson. As we go to the bottom of the fifth, it's now 6-1 Bees on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at MountainMikesPizza.com or on their app.
The Aces trailing 6-1 under a stunning sky here in Northern Nevada. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Again, the rains came through a little bit earlier in this game. Not at us, a little bit wet as that swung on and lifted to right field for Orlando Martinez, and he makes the catch. And on one pitch, there's one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. But it has set up a beautiful sky and sunset with, again, the clouds still out there and the shades of vibrant pink and purple off beyond the hills in left field. Fletcher, by the way, has flied out twice now to right in this game. So one away, and here's Dominic Maroglio in the pitch. And it is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. There's a swing and a pop-up. This is on the infield, and coming down the third baseline is Gomez. You can hear him say, I got it. And he calls off both the catcher and the pitcher. And this has a chance to be a quick inning for Davis Daniel here in the bottom of the fifth. And now Dominic Canzone, who did what Maroglio just did his last time up. He popped out at the time. It was to the third baseman, Duffy. And again, Jose Gomez came on as a defensive replacement in the fourth. Pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Canzone. Outfielders are straight away, three to the right of second, and now the third baseman Gomez jogs back and plays the shortstop spot. Actually, that's Palomaki. The pitch is low and outside. It is Gomez. So Gomez is playing the shortstop spot, the third baseman. A swing and a line drive. That is deep to right, and Canzone admires it as it leaves. That is a shot off the bat of Dominic Canzone. A line drive with an exit velocity of just over 111 miles an hour. Dominic Canzone gets a run back for the Aces. It's now Salt Lake 6 and Reno 2. And for Dominic Canzone, his 12th home run of the season. That was a missile out to right. Canzone knew he got it. And the Aces with a run back, and it's now a four-run deficit for Reno. Canzone still hitting the ball hard after coming back from that oblique injury. And now Jose Herrera. And a pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Herrera went down looking his last time up. Pitch is low and inside, and it's 1-1. 6 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Salt Lake. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Aces. The 1-1, and a swing and a chop to the left side. Staying back, taking the second bounce is the third baseman, Gomez, who's playing the shortstop spot. And he throws on to first in time to get Herrera. It looks like a 6-3 put out, but it's a 5-3 put out that ends the inning. The Aces do get a run on the Canzone homers, 12th of the year. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, and none left. Now to the sixth. It's the Bees 6, the Aces 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night's stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Ticketino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Thank you. A new pitcher for the Aces as we move to the sixth here in downtown Reno. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us on the Aces Digital Network and on MILB TV. Sam Farnsworth and his outstanding video team bringing you the pictures tonight. Here in Northern Nevada, the Aces have come home off of a long but fruitful 12-game road trip where they went 9-3, but they trail 6-2, and Luis Frias, again, the new pitcher, in for Dre Jameson to start the sixth inning, and Frias deals up high, ball one, to Jake Gatewood. Gatewood had no dice versus Dre. Dre struck him out twice. Jameson goes five innings, and he's on the hook to suffer the loss if the Aces can't erase this deficit. Is that pitch in for a strike? And it's 1-1. Jameson went five, and he gave up six runs. They were all earned on 11 hits, including back-to-back homers in the first. That pitch is off the outside, and a count 2-1. The 11 hits allowed by Jameson, not a season high. He gave up 12 hits in a game here on July 7th versus Tacoma. And it's off the outside. 3-1. Martinez to follow, and Jake Palamaki. Gatewood, the only member of the starting lineup for the Bees to not have a hit. Is outside, ball four. So Gatewood takes a walk. It's the first time that he's reached. I want to amend that statement because Matt Duffy didn't have a hit, but Duffy only came up twice before he left the game in the fourth inning. So I meant to say anybody that's still in there that was in that Salt Lake starting lineup. Gatewood, of all those guys, does not have a hit, but now is aboard for the first time as Frias issues a leadoff walk, and Orlando Martinez, who's 1-for-2. The outfield straight away. Third baseman Defoe midway between the infield and outfield grass. The pitch is taken for a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Sky's now beginning to darken. If you look off to the west, you still have a pretty picture with some of those fluorescents. But if you look off to center and to right, you can tell that evening is upon us here in Reno. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a miss. Good pitch from Frias. That was a slider, and it fell right off the table. So no balls and two strikes to Martinez. But again, Palamaki to follow. Frias making his 23rd appearance for the Aces, his 20th in relief. The pitch up and away. That time a fastball at 96, and it's 1-2. Frias 3-2 with a 4.14 ERA in 41 and a third innings. He's allowed 19 earned runs on 40 hits, 22 walks, 68 strikeouts. Here's the 1-2, and it is low and inside. Two balls, two strikes to Martinez. Two, and a swing and a pop-up. This is going to be to left field, and Fletcher can't see it. Now he does. Corbin Carroll is there, and Fletcher cuts in front of him to make the catch. Wow. Everybody holding their breath there. Hager was not going to make a play. But Carroll looked like he was about to, and then Hager cut him off. Fletcher cut him off, and Fletcher with the center fielder's instincts there. And that's a ball at that time that probably the center fielder is going to catch if he's there. But it was almost like Fletcher was re-energized after he relocated it in the twilight as that pitch is low and inside, ball one. Whew. Need some folks in the Diamondbacks front office holding their breath there with both those guys. Here's the 1-0, and it's up and in. And it's two balls and no strikes. Palamaki, the RBI single in the fourth inning, and then he was thrown out trying to stretch it at second base. Runner goes, and the pitch is up and away. The throwdown from Herrera is right on the money. Taken by Jake Hager, and that throw was a thing of beauty from Jose Herrera. Herrera saw to the corner of his eye what was happening. And in rhythm, fired down to second. And Hager there to apply the tag on Gatewood. So a caught stealing goes 2-6. Pitch missed. It's 3-0, and that one will miss as well, and that's ball four. So Palamaki is aboard for a second time, and Mike Ford is coming up next. For Gatewood, that is the second time he's been caught stealing in four attempts. So Gatewood doesn't go a ton, and he's a 50-50 proposition after being caught by Herrera. By the way, these are the first two walks that Aces pitching has issued in this game. Jameson did not walk anybody. Pitch is a strike on the inside, and it's nothing and one. And Jameson picked up four strikeouts. So again, Dre Jameson's all earned on 11 hits. No walks and four Ks. The 0-1 and a check swing, but he went around. Home plate umpire doesn't need any help. Tyler Olson points and said he went. I would agree. No balls and two strikes. Luis Frias trying to work around another walk this inning. The 0-2. And a swing and a miss, and Frias climbs the ladder with a 96-piece to Mike Ford. And a strikeout. Frias' first ends the sixth inning. So nothing comes of the two walks. No runs. No hits, no errors, and one man stranded by Salt Lake in the sixth. We go to the home half. The B's 6 and the Aces 2 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never-frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily, open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Davis Daniel working into the sixth. He has a 6-2 lead. And the first pitch of the inning to Jake Hager will miss for ball one. It was a front door curveball there, and Hager turned away from it. 3 to the left of second. They shift Hager to the left side. And the pitch. And Jake swings and lines one to deep right center. Going back is Dylan Thomas, and Thomas gets into the triangle and makes the catch for out number one. And Hager's been doing that a lot lately, making some loud contact, but finding defenders. Hager that time picked a big part of the yard. And Dylan Thomas, we've seen his ability to get there tonight a couple of occasions. So one away. And now to the top of the order, and Corbin Carroll, who's 1-for-2. Corbin singled and scored in the fourth inning. He stole second, went to third on a throwing error, and has scored on a Defoe sack fly as that pitch misses down low for ball one. Deep in the twilight, the stadium lights are in effect here. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled back off the equipment of the home plate umpire. It looks like Tyler Olson. Got Olson in the shoulder after it grazed the glove of the catcher, Theis. Tyler Olson's just fine. Here's the 1-1. And it's in for a strike, and now 1-2. Davis Daniel now at 69 pitches. Here's the 1-2, and it's off the outside, and it's 2-2. Daniel has more or less breezed through this outing. He gave up a single to Carroll, and really it was Corbin Carroll that got that run in outside of Defoe flying out to center to bring him home as that pitch is in tight. And it's 3-2, but Corbin stole second and went to third on the throwing error, and then it was the fly ball out that scored him. There was really no offensive traction that inning for the ace. A homer in the fifth as Carroll swings and fouls it off to the left. Aces have just those two hits in the game. And Daniels has been working at a, or Daniel has been working at a crisp pace. Here's the pitch and a swing and a line drive to left center field, and that will get off of the wall between Gatewood and Thomas. Carroll's into second, and Corbin Carroll has a double, and that is his eighth in an Aces uniform. And this is 24th game in AAA. Corbin Carroll visiting the gap in left center field and hit that off the wall. Carroll going the opposite way. And a one-out double. We'll see if that sparks this Reno offense here in the fifth. Buddy Kennedy, who's 0-2. Kennedy has grounded to second and flied to center. Here's the pitch, and Buddy will swing and pop it up foul first base side, and that'll drift out of play. The 0-1, and a swing and a foul off to the right, and it's now nothing in two. Slider away there from Kennedy, and he puts it into the seats. No balls and two strikes. Salt Lake 6 and Reno 2. The 0-2. Buddy takes strike three called on the outside corner. So Kennedy rung up on a well-located pitch there by Daniel. He's been hitting his spots in this game. Daniel doesn't throw the hardest, but boy, can he locate. 91. Okay. Daniel with his fifth strikeout. And now Wilmer Defoe with Carroll at second base. Defoe has a chance to drive in Corbin Carroll for a second time in this game. The pitch. And it is a strike. Defoe hit a sac fly in the fourth with Carroll at third and one out to produce the Aces' first run. It would take a hit here, barring a misplay. And now Daniel's going to spin and look Corbin back to the bag at second. I know Corbin Carroll can do things at will with his speed, but not quite the time you'd think to steal third base down by four runs with two outs. And you got Defoe up there who's been a hot bat. The pitch is low and inside. And it's one ball and one strike. Pitch, a swing and a miss. And that was an off-speed pitch, high and tight. And it's now 1-2. One ball and two strikes to Defoe. Second baseman Stefanik's playing the grass in short right as Defoe swings and pops this up to the left side of the infield, now drifting into foul territory. Gomez, and on the warning track and foul ground, he makes the catch that ends the inning, and Defoe headed back to that third base dugout, shaking his head. So nothing comes of the two-out double by Corbin Carroll. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left. It's been a beautifully pitched game by Davis Daniels. We go to the top of the seventh. It's the B's 6 and the Aces 2 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to home in Carson City. Start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
To the seventh inning, and Jose Gomez in the batter's box for Salt Lake. Gomez came on for Matt Duffy as a defensive replacement in the fourth, and he got a hit in his only other at-bat, a bloop single to right. That pitch is outside from Luis Frias. And ball one to Gomez. Duffy went 0 for 2, and again, not sure why he came out of the game, but he's here on rehab with back spasm issues. Here's the 1-0, and it is off the outside. Two balls and no strikes. The 2-0, and it's off the outside. Three balls and no strikes. Frias walked two in the sixth inning. Nothing came of them. He was aided by a caught stealing. Frias walked the leadoff batter Gatewood last inning, and then with two outs, he walked Palamaki. 3-0, and it is a fastball that hits the inside corner, and it's 3-1. Gomez followed by Michael Stefanik and Dylan Thomas. 3-1, and a check swing foul to the backstop. That pitch would have been a ball. That was up out of the zone, according to Hawkeye. There's a full count, three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch, a swing and a pop-up. This is going to be out of play to the right. This has been a big part of the order for Salt Lake. Even Gomez in his only at-bat singled and scored. And then you have Stefanik on deck, who's not been retired. And he and Dylan Thomas, who's in the hole, they've gone back-to-back with home runs back in the first inning. Here's a 3-2. And a swing and a chop up the third base side. It stays fair. Backhanded by Defoe. Makes the long throw accurately to first to get Jose Gomez. And a nice rebound there by Frias, who is behind in that count 3-0. And he gets Gomez to put the ball in play after fighting his way back in the sequence. So one down and Michael Stefanik, who again has not been retired. Stefanik 3-for-3. He's homered and singled twice, once to the infield, once to the outfield. Second baseman Kennedy shaded toward the middle. The outfield is straight away. Frias on the first base side of the rubber delivers, and it is a strike, and it's nothing in one. Backhanded by Herrera. One ball and one strike. Six runs, 11 hits for the Bees. Salt Lake has dwarfed Reno in the hit column tonight, 11-3. The 1-1. And it is low and outside, 2-1. Looks like there's a right-hander that's standing out in the Bees' bullpen. I don't know if anybody is throwing right now. Two and one. Here's the pitch from Frias, and it's taken inside. And now three balls and a strike. Longest outing for Davis Daniel this season is 6 2/3 innings. It was a game at Sacramento on May 25th. The pitch and a swing and ground ball pulled to the left side is going to be gloved by the shortstop Hager, who will throw to first to get Stefanik for the second out. So two up and two down on two ground ball outs induced by Frias. And Dylan Thomas is coming up next. Aces fans need a better banking experience. We're a financial institution for the people of Nevada, by the people of Nevada. As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line measurement of success and motivation is you. Find out what we could do for you at gncu.org. Here's the pitch. And it is low and inside, ball one to Thomas. The 1-0, and a swing and a foul back to the left, and it's 1-1. The 1-1, and it is low, and now 2-1. Two-one is in the dirt, and Herrera was trying to block it, and he was trying to block it not because there's a runner on, but because he didn't want the home plate umpire Tyler Olson to wear it. And right there, Jose Herrera took that one on behalf of the home plate umpire. Jose didn't have to do what he did to block it, and now the home plate umpire Olson will dust off home plate and say thanks, Jose. Couldn't quite tell where that got him. Three balls and one strike to Dylan Thomas. Thomas 2-for-3. He's driven in three runs, including a home run, and he's going to walk this time as that pitch down and in. So Dylan Thomas is on with two outs, and Keen Wong is coming up next. Wong 1-for-3. He singled in the first inning. Since then has flied to left and grounded into a 6-3 double play. Game two of this series tomorrow, a 6:35 first pitch. Again, not sure who it'll be for the Aces, but it'll be Adam Semenaris for Salt Lake. At least that's who is scheduled, and it's a 6:35 first pitch. And the pitch on the way is low, ball one to Keen Wong. And now Herrera's going to jog out and chat here with Luis Frias. It is a Wild Wednesday tomorrow, presented by Wild 102.9. Seats are only $10.29 tomorrow if you drop the promo code WILD at checkout. And you can do that at renoaces.com or in person at the box office if you're buying the tickets in person. Wild Wednesday, say WILD at checkout. And $10.29 to get you in the yard tomorrow. One ball and no strikes to Keen Wong. 6-2 Bees, the pitch is outside. And it's 2-0. Salt Lake with two in the first, one in the fourth, three in the fifth. That was the big one for the ball. The runs coming off of starter Dre Jameson, who allowed six runs on 11 hits in five innings. Here's the 2-0. And a swing and a pop-up foul, third base side. And it's 2-1. It's like Miguel Aguilar is throwing in the Aces' bullpen. It's likely the last inning for Frias anyways. And this will be his 38th pitch. Frias is not allowed a hit. He's just given up three walks as that swung on and popped up third base side. And that'll get into the seats and out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Frias hoping to pick up his second strikeout. He struck out Ford to end the sixth. He's hoping to do the same to Wong here in the seventh. The pitch is swung on and lifted to deep center field. This is going to send Carroll back. Carroll twisting and turning onto the warning track. Jumps up and can't get it. It's over his head and it's off the fence. Coming in to score is Thomas. He was on the move at the crack of the bat with two outs. And sliding into third with an RBI triple is Keen Wong. Corbin Carroll was trying to find the angle there. He was first angled to his left and then to his right. And then he jumped up at the wall, and it just didn't line it up right with the glove. And, of course, with two outs, Dylan Thomas going at the crack of the bat. All the way from first, it helped the Bees that they had two outs in that situation. They get the run in, and it's now 7-2 Salt Lake. So it will not be another strikeout to end an inning for Frias. Instead, it's the end of the line for Luis after an inning in two-thirds. Keen Wong's triple chases him from the game, and Miguel Aguilar will be the new Aces pitcher when we come back after this call to the bullpen break here at Greater Nevada Field. With our score, the Bees 7 and the Aces 2. We are back to downtown Reno after this call to the bullpen break here on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Miguel Aguilar is the new pitcher for the Aces as we go, we stay. We're staying in the top of the seventh inning. It's going to be Matt Theis coming up, and Theis will bat with Keen Wong at third base, and Luis Frias responsible for Keen Wong after his two-out RBI triple to straightaway center field. So Frias an inning in two-thirds, and we'll see about his final line as that pitch is off the outside. And ball one. That triple was the only hit that Luis allowed. He walked three, including Thomas, who scored on that triple. And he struck out one. Pitch is off the outside from the southpaw Aguilar. It's Aguilar making his 37th appearance, his 36th in relief. 2-2 with a 6.21 ERA. 37 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 26 earned runs on 42 hits. That one is off the outside. And it's 2-1. 15 walks, 27 strikeouts, again in 37 and two-thirds innings for Miguel Aguilar. The third baseman, Defoe, is midway between the infield and outfield grass. The first baseman, Canzone, about three-quarters of the way back. It's 7-2 Bees. The pitch is a breaking ball that spins right over the heart of the plate, and it's 3-1. The Bees have quadrupled the Aces in the hit column, 12-3. It's been a stagnant night offensively for the Aces. The 3-1 is swung on and missed, and another slow bender there from Aguilar at 79. And now the count full to Theis, who again is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored in the fourth. Pitch is swung on, fouled back. Look out over our heads. So it stays full. Aguilar trying to rally after falling behind 3-0. And a swing and a foul. Lined off to the left. That was a fastball there from Aguilar. And a swing and a fly ball. This is in the air to right. Garrett got a late break, but finally sees it and makes the catch that ends the inning. Stone was standing there like a statue and then finally saw where the ball was, probably through the lights. That was probably a light issue there for Garrett. It's not a twilight sky by any means anymore, but probably the lights, but all's well that ends well. And the inning is over. On one hit, the triple with two outs by Wong. No errors. And one man stranded. So Aguilar strands that inherited runner, and Frias gives up one run in an inning and two thirds. As we go to the bottom of the seventh, we stand and stretch here in Reno. It's the Bees 7 and the Aces 2.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you.
Elvis Piguero, the new pitcher for the Bees, as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, and the pitch to Stone Garrett is outside ball one. Garrett happy to see Davis Daniel. Two of the five strikeouts amassed by Davis Daniel in six brilliant innings as that swung on and missed by Stone. And it's 1-1. Davis Daniel was awesome tonight. Six innings, he allowed two runs, one of them earned on three hits. No walks and five strikeouts. And the Bees leading 7-2 as Piguero takes over here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch to Garrett is swung on and missed. That was a slider away. It's been a pitch that's given Stone some trouble in this game. Here's the 1-2. And it's in the dirt. Garrett lays off that one. Two balls and two strikes. Piguero, originally signed by the Yankees out of the Dominican Republic in 2015, made his major league debut last season with the Angels. Three big league appearances. He's made 13 big league appearances this year. The 2-2, and Garrett swings and misses, and there it is again. Slider away. So a tough night for Stone Garrett, 0-3 with three strikeouts, and a good open for Piguero. And now Dominic Fletcher. Fletcher twice has flied to right. Third baseman Jose Gomez is even with the bag. The rest of the infielders are pushed back. And a pitch from Piguero is taken for a strike. That one crackled in at 97 from Piguero. The 0-1. And a swing and a miss. And it's now nothing and two. That was a sinker down and in. The 0-2, and a swing and a ground ball pulled to the right side. It's going to be taken by Stefanik, and he'll throw to first. Three put out, so Piguero looking to pick up right where Davis Daniel left off, has two quick outs. It's been the way it's gone tonight for the Aces offense. And Dominic Maroglio comes up next. Ace ball fans, join us every Thursday and this Thursday for our Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, presented by 104.5 Reno's Rock Station. Coors Light drafts for $2, Ace Ball Ales for $4, and get your tickets at RenoAces.com as Maroglio swings and misses. And it's nothing in one. That was an 89-mile-an-hour slider. Hard sliders being thrown by Elvis Piguero. Three to the left of second in the 0-1. And it's outside. One ball and one strike. It was another one at 91. Piguero with the Angels this season in 13 appearances. Has a 6.75 ERA. This is his 24th appearance with Salt Lake. It's on the way, and Maroglio swings foul, tips it at the plate. Another hard slider from Piguero, and it's 1-2. Piguero, in 30 innings coming into this outing, has 36 strikeouts to 8 walks. A 3.60 ERA with the Bees this season. The 1-2, and Maroglio takes low and outside. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salt Lake still the league's best pitching team by ERA. The pitch and a swing and a chop toward the right side. It's going to be the second bounce taken by Stefanik. And he'll throw to first to get Maroglio. And a 1-2-3 inning worked by Piguero. So indeed he does pick up where Daniel left off. Nothing across for the Aces. And now to the eighth, it's the Bees 7 and the Aces 2 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with 2 locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run. Delivery or carry out at MountainMikesPizza.com or on their app.
Chop Stop. For fully customized chopped salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Miguel Aguilar back to work after he finished the seventh inning and stranded an inherited runner at third. Aguilar will face Jake Gatewood. And the Bees lead the Aces 7-2. And the pitch is in for a strike to Gatewood. And it's nothing in one. Gatewood has struck out twice and drawn a walk. To be followed by Orlando Martinez and Jake Palamaki. The 0-1 is low and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Second baseman Kennedy shaded toward the middle, and Aguilar throws. And it just missed the outside edge. And it's 2-1. Luis Frias, an inning in two-thirds. He gave up one run on one hit. He walked three. That was the trouble for Frias today. And he struck out. 2-1. He is low and outside, and now 3-1 to Gatewood, who again is the only member of the Salt Lake starting lineup that's still in the game that has not had a hit. Again, Matt Duffy on rehab started this game, went 0-2, but he's been gone since the fourth. The pitch is in tight, a check swing, and no, says the first base umpire, Lou Williams. So Gatewood draws a leadoff walk here in the eighth inning. Second time in the last three innings that a leadoff walk has been issued by Aces pitching. And it's the third time in the last four innings that the leadoff man has been aboard for Salt Lake. Martinez 1-for-3, lefty to lefty, and the pitch taken for a strike. B scored two in the first on the back-to-back homers, one in the fourth, three in the fifth, and one in the seventh. The 0-1 is low, and it's one ball and one strike. The 1-1, and a swing and a chop foul wide of first. One ball, two strikes to Martinez. There's a swing and a high pop-up. This is to straightaway center field. Carroll angled back to his left, now is square to the infield as he makes the catch for the first out. So Martinez now 1-for-4. In the fourth inning. Again, Dre Jameson gave up the first six runs, and then Frias allowed the seventh run in the seventh. The pitch is outside, ball one. The 1-0, and Palamaki looks at a strike on the outside corner, so that evens things at one ball and one strike. One-one, and a swing and a foul back to the screen, and now 1-2. Palamaki, in his fourth professional season, he was signed by the Angels as a free agent this April. Season had just gotten underway, and that's when Palamaki signed with the Angels. One ball and two strikes, and the pitch, and a swing and a miss, and Palamaki down on strikes. For a second time, and for Miguel Aguilar, that is his first strikeout. For Aces pitching, that is their sixth. And with two down, Mike Ford coming up. Ford 1-for-3. He singled and scored as part of a three-run fifth inning. Here's the pitch, and it is inside, ball one. Aces fans, ITS Logistics Fireworks Fridays are here all summer long. Come for the fireworks on the field. And stay for the ones after the game. For tickets, visit RenoAces.com. Pitch is swung on and lifted high and deep, but foul. And that is a majestic strike one, maybe into the Truckee River. School in Princeton, New Jersey, and that's where he went to school, Princeton, for college. The 1-1 is swung on and fouled back to our left. And now 1-2. Ford made his major league debut with the Yankees in 2019. I'm not sure if he grew up a Yankee fan in Princeton, New Jersey. But if he did, it had to be pretty cool to debut with the Yankees. He's been in the big leagues this year, as I mentioned, with the Giants, the Mariners, and the Braves. Here's the 1-2, and it is up high. Two balls and two strikes to Ford. Ford's first professional action came in 2013, so it took him a little while to make his way to the big leagues. Again, 2019 when he debuted. 2-2. And a swing and a fly ball. That is to deep left. Going back is Fletcher, and Fletcher will have room back there. And he's still jogging to his right. But he makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So Aguilar works around the leadoff walk. And for the Bees in the eighth, no runs, hits, errors, and one man stranded. Get late for the Aces. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Salt Lake 7 and Reno 2 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
Dominic Canzone, who has hit his 12th home run of the season tonight, comes to the plate with the Aces trailing 7-2. Unfortunately for Reno, that Canzone home run, one of only three hits tonight. And a pitch from new left-hander Brian Moran is going to miss in tight, ball one. Moran, the sidewinding southpaw, takes over for Elvis Piguero, who worked a perfect seventh inning, and he opened it with a strikeout as Canzone swings and fouls it back to the left. Count is a one ball and one strike. Moran 3-2 with a 3.58 ERA. This is his 34th appearance, his 33rd in relief. 37 and two-thirds innings logged by Moran on the odometer this season. That swung on and missed, and it's now 1-2. In those innings, he's allowed 15 earned runs on 38 hits, 10 walks, 44 strikeouts, and he has to be just a brutal matchup for a left-handed hitter. The deception, that pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. They had him shifted, and it's going to be Stefanik, the second baseman, on the grass and short right. He fields and throws to first easily to get Canzone, who's now 1-for-3. And with one away, Jose Herrera is coming up next. Herrera has struck out looking, and most recently he has grounded to third. Second baseman Stefanik is shaded toward the middle. The center fielder Thomas is slightly towards right. And the pitch is a breaking ball that is in for a strike from Moran. And it's nothing in 1-2 Herrera. Pitch is taken off the outside. And it's 1-1. Moran out of the University of North Carolina. He was originally a seventh-round selection of the Mariners in 2009. And that pitch is fouled off third base side. And it's 1-2. And like a guy we just were around, Winston Bernard with the Rockies, it took Moran 10 years to get to the big leagues. What a great story. I'm glad we were in Albuquerque for the Winston Bernard news, because that was such a cool story to be near, as that's going to miss to the backstop up and away. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. But in your heart, you can't help but be overjoyed for those guys who toil in the minors for that long. I mean, I saw Brian Moran with the High Desert Mavericks in 2010. It's a franchise that doesn't exist anymore. The 2-2 is off the outside. And the count full now, 3 balls and 2 strikes. But he made it with the Marlins in 2019. 10 appearances in the big leagues, a 4.26 ERA. Got back with the Marlins in 2020 and then made his way to the Blue Jays for 2 appearances. And he has been with the Angels this season for just a third of an inning, in which he gave up 2 runs on 3 hits. And the pitch is swung on and pulled to the left side. It's going to be the shortstop, Palamaki, fielding and throwing to first to get Herrera. And Moran has induced 2 ground ball outs here in the 8th inning. And that is 7 in a row now retired by Salt Lake pitching, beginning with Buddy Kennedy's strikeout, the 2nd out of the 6th. Jake Hager's 0 for 2. Hager hit the ball a ton his last time up, but picked the deepest part of the yard, the right center field triangle, and it was tracked down by Dylan Thomas. Here's the pitch, and Hager swings and grounds this one sharply and fair, but it's off the glove of Gomez, who recovers, throws to first in the nick of time to get Hager, who fires the helmet down as he goes up the right field line, and that ends the inning. It was a fair ball up the third base line, and it was initially booted by Gomez, and Hager with a ton of speed, and that was a nice pick on the back end by Mike Ford. They did get the call right, and Hager missed by half a step there. And 3 ground outs inning, nothing across for the Aces, and we go to the 9th. It's 7-2 B's on the Aces Digital Network and MILB TV.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The new Aces pitcher is Sean Poppin, and Poppin will face Jose Gomez, who's 1-for-2. Again, Gomez came in mid-game for the rehabbing Matt Duffy. Not sure why Duffy left. Gomez came in as a defensive replacement in the 4th. And he got a bloop single his first time up, and he grounded a 3rd his most recent time. Outfield is straightaway. Poppin, the 4th Aces pitcher of the night. And it's low and outside, and it's 1-1. Miguel Aguilar with an inning and a 3rd. Of scoreless relief. And he did not allow a hit. He walked 1 and struck out 1. Salt Lake 7 and Reno 2. The B's about hit the Aces 12-3. As that swung on and missed. And a count 1 ball and 2 strikes to Gomez, to be followed by Stefanik and Thomas again. This is the top of the order for Salt Lake. The 1-2 is outside. And a count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Aces were hot when Salt Lake came in the last homestand. They had just swept El Paso. But the Bees won 4 of 6 in that series, and they're primed to take the opener of this one as that's low and away. And a full count now, 3-2 to Gomez. Payoff pitch and a swing and a foul tip off of Herrera, and Jose wore that one. I don't know where it got him, but maybe we'll glean from the replay. Herrera's taking a couple of shots back there tonight. Maybe in the shoulder. Oh yeah, left shoulder. Not what you want. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Gomez. It's on the way. And Gomez, did he get hit or did it hit his bat? It's like he got hit. I heard a crack, but maybe it was his elbow guard. That had to be it. So Poppin hits Jose Gomez, who's aboard for a... Yeah, I got him in the elbow guard. That was the pop that I heard. And now Michael Stefanik, who's been a tough out tonight. Stefanik 3 for 4. He finally was retired his last time up when he grounded a short. And Poppin fires in a called strike at 93. Salt Lake 7, Reno 2. Poppin making his 11th appearance this season with the Aces. The 0-1 is going to hit him in the back and up near the back near the neck. And Stefanik is fine. He's spun out of the way. And that was a slider that got away from Poppin there. And Stefanik able to duck out of the way, and that got him right above his number 33. So Sean Poppin has hit back-to-back hitters. Goes to pay him a visit. And Dylan Thomas, who's also been a tough out tonight. Thomas has only been retired once. The one time he grounded into a double play. That was facing Dre Jameson in the third inning. Here's the pitch. And it is off the outside. Ball one. The 1-0, and it's off the outside. 2 balls and no strikes to Dylan Thomas. Well, with the Aces not having a starter, that is going to be a bullpen game, so they need Sean Poppin to give what he can here. I don't think Reno wants to dip into the bullpen anymore. 2-0 is swung on and ground to the left side. That'll get through for a hit. They had vacated that side. Be another run for the Bees. Around third to score is Gomez, and into third base goes Stefanik. So Stefanik goes first to third on the RBI single by Dylan Thomas, who's having a whale of a night. That's Thomas's 4th RBI. And Thomas is 3 for 4. Still nobody out. Runners at the corners. And Keen Wong, who's 2 for 4. Wong had a 2-out RBI triple off of Frias in the 7th inning. That chased Frias from the game as Poppin deals a called strike, and it's nothing and one. So now it's the Bees 8 and the Aces 2. Salt Lake 13 hits to Reno's 3. That pitch up and away. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. And maybe just a flat spot here for the Aces after a 9-3 road trip. The 1-1, and that is off the outside. 2-1 to the left-handed hitting Keen Wong. Poppins' pitch is swung on and lined foul off to the left. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Poppin out of Harvard, Twins draft pick in 2016, the 19th round. Native of Virginia Beach. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes to Keen Wong. And the pitch is fouled back of Herrera. Poppin made his big league debut with the Twins in 2019, had 4 big league games, and then in 2020... And then just an odyssey for him last year. The Pirates, the Rays, and the Diamondbacks. Big leagues and AAA at those levels. A swing and a ground ball. One hops back to the mound, and Poppin knocks it down with his body. He concedes the run, picks the ball up, and throws to first to get Wong for out number one. That was a one-hopper back to the mound, and Poppin kind of turned away from it. They're trying to field it, obviously. But Poppin really didn't have a chance. That came right toward the middle of his body. And once he found the ball, he knew his only shot was to go to first base to get the out there. So 1-3 on the out and an RBI. And that is the second RBI in as many at-bats for Keen Wong. And it's now 9-2. And the runner at second base is Thomas. And now a swing and a liner and a right. A base hit for Matt Theis. And being held at third is Thomas. And Theis has his second hit of the game. And the Bees are just racking up the hits right now. 14 of them. So runners of the corners, one out, and Jake Gatewood. Gatewood in from the right side. He's 0-2. Couple of strikeouts, couple of walks. Struck out his first 2 times and walked his most recent 2. And Poppin delivers, and Gatewood takes a pitch inside, a slider off the front door. That one is a strike on the outside. Sinker from Poppin, and it's 1-1. Most hits the Aces have allowed in a game, 23 versus Round Rock on May the 6th. We're not quite there yet, but considering the differential in hits in this game between the two teams, it feels it's 1-2. And again, Salt Lake out hitting Reno 14-3. 2 of those hits from Corbin Carroll, and the other one a home run off the bat of Canzone. Blake Workman starts to throw in the Aces pen as that swung on and lifted to straightaway center field. It's deep. Carroll hoping for room. He has some on the warning track, and he makes the catch, but plenty deep enough to allow Thomas to tag and score. So a sack fly for Jake Gatewood. Gatewood still without a hit, but drives in a run, and it's now 10-2 Bees. And now Matt Theis, the lone runner at first. And Orlando Martinez coming up, who's 1-for-4. Martinez's one hit was a single to right in the fourth inning off Jameson. Outfield straightaway, 2 on either side of second. And Poppin fires, and it's outside, ball 1. In the Reno ninth, it'll be the top of the order. Carroll, Kennedy, and Defoe, and then Stone Garrett is due fourth. By the way, tonight's attendance, 3,871, 3,871. Here at Greater Nevada Field tonight. The 1-0 is a strike on the outside, and it's 1-1. That was Poppin's 25th pitch of the inning. The 1-1, and it's off the outside, 2-1. Thank you. 2-1. And that one is right there for a strike. And it levels the count at 2-2. Poppin made 26 appearances with the D-backs this season, a 3.91 ERA in the big leagues in 25 and a third innings. Here's the 2-2. And a swing and a miss, and Poppin went upstairs with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And it ends the inning with his lone strikeout, but more damage done by the Bees. Their second three-run inning of the game. Runs on two hits. There were no errors, and one man was left stranded. To the bottom of the ninth, last call for the Aces, who now trail 10-2 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Salt Lake pitching has retired 8 in a row as we make our way to the bottom of the ninth inning of the first pitch from Brian Moran. This is outside to Corbin Carroll, who's about the only ace that's had a good night tonight. Corbin has 2 hits. He's 2-for-3, and that one is in tight. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Carroll, after flying out to center in the first, has hits in his last 2 at-bats. He singled and scored in the fourth. He doubled. The 2-0 is in for a strike, and it's 2-1. Again, the other Aces player that has a hit is Canzone, who homered. Moran, the lefty, deals, and a swing and a foul back to our lefts. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Corbin Carroll. Again, followed by Buddy Kennedy and Wilmer Defoe. The Bees leading 10-2, and they got 3 runs in the top of the ninth inning to widen this lead. The 2-2 is swung on and missed. That was a Bugs Bunny-type curveball there. And Corbin Carroll is down on strikes, and that for Moran is his first strikeout. And Moran's retired all 4 that he's faced. And 9 in a row now retired by Bees pitching. Second such occasion where they've retired 9 in a row, as that's in for a strike, and it's nothing in 1. Davis Daniel, who will win this game tonight, retired the first 9 that he faced before Carroll broke that up in the fourth inning. The 0-1 is swung on by Kennedy and looped towards shallow right. Coming in is Martinez, but he will not get there. It drops in for a hit. And Buddy Kennedy gives the home fans something to cheer about. They have not had much tonight. That's just the 4th Aces hit. So 1-on-1 out, and Wilmer Defoe. Defoe 0-for-2 with an RBI, had a sac fly in the 4th inning. Again, tomorrow, Aces looking at a bullpen game. Adam Seminaris, the Aces, will get their first look at him tomorrow, the pitch. He's on the mound for Salt Lake as that swung on and missed. That was a wicked breaking ball that tied Defoe in knots, in on his hands. Nothing in 1 to Defoe, who also had a couple of huge moments on that road trip, including a pinch hit home run in the 8th inning, the final game in Vegas. That swung on and missed. 68 as Moran pumps the brakes even more. To Defoe. And the pitch is swung on and missed. Another breaking ball at 70 miles an hour, and the Aces having trouble with the soft stuff of Brian Moran. Here's the pitch to Stone Garrett, and he takes low and in ball one. And to this point, this has been a forgettable night for Stone, who's 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. The 1-0. And a swing and a little looper back in the middle of the infield. Angled back to his right is Stefanik, and then he dives back to his left and makes a terrific catch to end the ball game. What a play by Michael Stefanik. He was angled to his right and then realized he had to kind of switch it up. And Stefanik did an about face and made a fine play to end the game. Basket style as he was falling down in shallow center field. That was a terrific play by Stefanik, who also had a huge night at the plate, so I guess fitting that he makes that type of play to end this ballgame. And for the Aces in the ninth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left stranded. Our final totals tonight, the Salt Lake Bees, 10 runs, 14 hits, and one error. The Reno Aces, 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher, Davis Daniel, who is brilliant tonight for the Bees, he is now 4-5. The losing pitcher, Dre Jameson, who allowed 6 runs on 11 hits in his 5 innings. And Dre is now 4-9. And there was no save. The paid attendance tonight was 3,871. 3,871. And we'll have the official time of the ball game coming up on the post-game portion of our broadcast, which is coming up next here from Greater Nevada Field on the radio side. If you're with us on the TV side, we'll say so long for now. And our sincere thanks to Sam Farnsworth, who directed this broadcast tonight, and his outstanding camera team, who gave you all the great looks from inside Greater Nevada Field. Again, and we're back for the post game after this on the Aces Digital Network.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Life. It's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back inside Greater Nevada Field. Zach Beirute, glad to have been with you for this one tonight. As it has gone final, and the Salt Lake Bees have spoiled the Reno Aces' homecoming after 12 games on the road, in which the Aces went 9-3. The Bees come to town, and they pick up where they left off at this ballpark last time they were here. They won the Sunday prior to the Aces leaving for that trip when Reno was trying to earn a split of that series. Instead, the Bees took 4 of 6. And they've taken the opener of this series here tonight by a final of 10-2 in lopsided fashion in the run and line totals. The Bees, 10 runs, 14 hits, 1 error. They left 6 stranded. The Aces, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 2 stranded and did not have many base runners tonight. The winning pitcher, Davis Daniel, now 4-5. The losing pitcher, Dre Jameson, now 4-9. There was no save in a game that took 2 hours and 34 minutes to complete. The paid attendance tonight was 3,871, 3,871 tonight here at Greater Nevada Field. Well, for the Aces, not a ton to talk about. on the positive side of the ledger for the Bees. They got started early in the top of the first inning with one out, back-to-back home runs, Michael Stefanik and Dylan Thomas. Stefanik's ball looked like it may have stayed in the yard. It was ruled to have gone over the yellow line and come back. The replay showed that it maybe hit the very top and it bounced back onto the field. But either way, it was really, really close. And Stefanik's home run gave the Bees the initial lead. And then Dylan Thomas came up next and flexed some opposite field muscle. Thomas homered out to left, and it was a 2-0 Salt Lake lead at that point. The Bees made it 3-0 in the fourth with one out. Matt Theis singled, and then three batters later, Jake Palamaki, an RBI single to left. That scored Theis to make it 3-0, and Palamaki tried to take second and was thrown out 7-4 to end that inning. The Aces would get their first run in the bottom of the fourth after Davis Daniel, the Salt Lake starter, who was brilliant, by the way, retired 9 in a row to begin his outing. He gave up a leadoff single to Corbin Carroll, and then Carroll pretty much took care of the rest himself. He stole second, went to third on the errant throw by Theis, the catcher, and gave Wilmer Defoe a chance to put a ball in play and get him in, and that's exactly what happened. Defoe with a sac fly, and that made it 3-1. But the Bees came right back in the top of the fifth inning, and it was the first of 2 3-run innings for them. And it was a four straight hits to start that fifth inning. Mike Ford, Jose Gomez, Michael Stefanik, and Dylan Thomas, they all singled. And it was a 2-run single for Dylan Thomas that brought in both Ford and Gomez and made it 5-1. And then Keen Wong came up next, grounded into Stefanik, scored. So that made it a 6-1 Salt Lake lead, and Dre Jameson would find the end of that fifth inning, but that would be the end of his outing. Dre went 5 innings, giving up 6 runs all earned on 11 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts against a Salt Lake team that he had dominated twice before, but it's tough to dominate a team 3 times in a row, and this night Salt Lake did get the better of Dre Jameson. The Aces' last run came in the bottom of the fifth on a 2-out solo homer by Dominic Canzone, his 12th, the ball that exited just over 111 miles an hour. Another impressive drive off the bat of Canzone. That would be the last Aces highlight of the night. That made it a 6-2 game, and the rest of the scoring was done by Salt Lake. But Davis Daniel went 6 innings for the Bees. He gave up 2 runs, one of them earned on 3 hits, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. And then Elvis Piguero and Brian Moran combined for 3 near-perfect innings. They retired 9 of the 10 combined hitters that they face, with Buddy Kennedy, the lone exception, having singled with one out, or with the 2 outs. Well, no, it was with one out in the 9th inning. The Bees in the 7th would start to widen the gap. With 2 outs and the bases empty, Dylan Thomas drew a walk facing Jose Frias. And then Keen Wong with an RBI triple to center just past the glove of Corbin Carroll, who was jumping at the wall for it. And that RBI triple would make it a 7-2 game and chase Frias from the game. Frias went an inning and 2/3. He gave up 1 run on 1 hit, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. Miguel Aguilar, an inning and a third, scoreless. And then Sean Poppin would struggle in the 9th inning. It would be back-to-back hit batters that started that inning. Gomez and Stefanik both getting plunked, and the Bees would take advantage of that. Dylan Thomas, an RBI single to drive in his 4th and final run of the night. And in Keen Wong, an RBI ground out, and later in the inning, a sac fly by Jake Gatewood. 3 runs on 2 hits in that 9th inning for the Bees, who go on to win it in lopsided fashion tonight by a final of 10-2. Salt Lake, 10 runs, 14 hits, 1 error. They left 6 stranded. Reno, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors, and they left 2 stranded. The winning pitcher, Davis Daniel, now 4-5. The losing pitcher, 9 and no save in a game that took 2 hours, 34 minutes. The paid attendance, 3,871. 3871. The paid crowd here tonight at Greater Nevada Field. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, there is one game that is still in progress, and it's all Vegas. How about the Las Vegas Aviators, a struggling club after losing Shea Langeliers today to a big league promotion? The Aviators are creaming the Rivercats in Sacramento 9-1. Everything else, the final, Tacoma over Albuquerque. That was a day game today in the Northwest. Tacoma 8 and Albuquerque 4. Elsewhere down the line in the PCL, it was Sugar Land with 4 runs in the bottom of the 10th inning to walk off Oklahoma City 8-7. So an impressive comeback there by Sugar Land. Round Rock 9 and El Paso 4, final there. And that is the out-of-town scoreboard on this Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. As far as what's to come tomorrow, game two of this series, the Aces will try and pull even. A bullpen game for Reno. It'll be left-hander Adam Semenaris for Salt Lake, going to a 6.75 ERA. The Aces get their first look at him. Again, 6:35 first pitch. We're on the air with our pregame coverage at 6:25, and we will hope to catch you then. That about does it for us tonight from Greater Nevada Field. Before I go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. I do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. I'd also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff for all that they do. Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side, and A.J. Grimm and Chase Grodin on social media, for everybody else involved in bringing you Aces baseball. Zach Beirute saying so long from Greater Nevada Field, where once again our final score tonight, the B's 10 and the Aces 2. We'll see you tomorrow night, 6:35 first pitch, on the air with our pregame coverage at 6:25. We'll look forward to catching you then. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, and so long from the biggest little city.